Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's your coat.
Yeah. I watched it this morning.
I watched it again last night.
Yeah, it's been, we haven't talked a lot about it yet, so this is, you're invited into our debrief conversation. So, but yeah, when I, looked up, I definitely, was like, didn't know it existed, and then I was like, man, I need to watch this, because it's Tyler Perry. And I was surprised. My first surprise was that it was in Chicago. I was thinking it was going to be in Atlanta.
So. I mean, when it comes on, it says made in Georgia. That's the first thing it says.
Of course, everything
is. I don't know.
The site, you know, like the scene was in Chicago. Like, it was Chicago scenes, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicago. So, I mean, of course, he has his own studio, so he can make whatever he wants, wherever he wants. But there's on-site things. So they, you know, went to Mexico and stuff like that.
Yeah, he put his money into this one.
Well, I mean, you know, it looked good. You know, it was definitely written, directed, and produced. So.
Yeah, it's definitely one of his best looking movies. You can tell, too. You can see, like, his quality production has gone up. I mean, the dude, ain't he like a billionaire?
Yes.
Is he a billionaire?
Yes.
Or really?
He is. Okay, well, he's a billionaire.
So, showing, show that you made some money. Put some money into these projects, dude. So, he did with this one. So, that's good, because the, you know, his early stuff looked very, you know, cheap. Even as recent as, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, looked kind of cheap. So I can see the production value in this movie. So I said, yeah, all right, looks good. But man, we gotta talk about the story. All right, so so people have been calling this movie a fancy Tubi movie, I think.
Oh, really?
Tubi movie. It's like, Tyler Perry showed me like a Tubi movie. Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Some people compared it to.
I mean, I can see that.
And, well, yeah, the plot is similar like that. So, this is my thoughts on it. It's three different movies.
That's what you said, yeah.
It's three different movies, and they're all by the acts. Act one, act two, and act three are three different movies. And I watched it with Andy, and I told her before we watched it, I said, we're going to be watching three different movies. And I could tell the moment each movie changed.
Like it's different genres or whatever?
Yes, they were different genres. Mm-hmm. I could tell when each movie changed because I got invested in Act One. So, all right, I liked and this movie was stupid and good at the exact same time.
Okay.
So, and I'll explain. So for me, it was stupid because the first act, I was invested into this murder mystery type thing.
Yeah, like did he,
case.
Right.
Like, right, wondering, like, did he really kill his girlfriend? Yeah. You know, and the lawyer trying to find out, and she's dealing with stuff with her family or her in-laws and stuff like that. And like, you can't take on this case, and I'll take on this case
that
and
was
stuff,
actually,
and I'll find
that
out.
Was, that actually was an interesting, like, you know, having her brother-in-law be the prosecution attorney and her being the defense, and that was, like, tension with her and the family and being accepted. That
right.
made a lot of sense. That was a really good...
So the way the movie was set up, I was thinking like, okay, so that means it's going to be, they're going to be at court and she's going to go against her brother-in-law. Like they're going to find out some evidence and they're going to find out who the real killer is. Or actually we find out that Trevante Rhodes is the killer and stuff. And
yeah.
Like it's going, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
But then we get to act two and he's all touching on her and stuff. And I'm like, no.
Oh, even what, right? Is that when he? Yeah, because then it just turns into his.
It turns into the sex thriller
movie.
He
has a whole sex
dungeon
in the bottom of the floor. Yeah, his loft is just like, where did that come from? It's been there the whole time.
I know.
They're just constantly having sex 24 hours in that dungeon because he just goes there randomly. He's like, oh, I'm going out. I was like, where are you going? I'm going out, but I don't have to go out. Okay. downstairs. She follows him. Sex dungeon.
Oh my gosh. Because act two gets sex? Really. He literally said that. This dude literally said that to her. He walks up and says, "Hey, you want to have sex?" Oh, come on. Yep. Just walks up to her naked and she's just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Because it turned, because act two switches. It switches from act one to act two when, I think when she's at his loft and he's like, "Hey, close your eyes and stuff like that."
Oh,
and
yeah.
Has her paint.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh no." That's when I first was like, "No, don't go there. Oh no, she's gonna fall for this guy. She can't fall for this guy." While the dude is obviously a player. He's obviously a sex addict. He's
wanted
obvious.
For murder of his girlfriend?
Of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
he's a clear player womanizer.
Yeah.
And so she's married.
He's an artist, painter, and so he's, yeah, so he's like, he definitely is using his celebrity to get like what he wants.
Ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, well, she's like this high-end attorney, right. You know? And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, she's a smart person.
She can see but right through that.
Right. That's why I was thinking
right
I was going to go
she
there.
She called it.
She
called
did.
It out pretty
she
quickly.
Definitely did. That's why she was like, "I'm not going to your house." And, you
right.
Know, he's
she
all
shifted
like,
as soon as he like did the whole hand touching, you know, "Let me paint your hand, like hold your hand, tell me the colors of your marriage and I'm going to paint it for you." And all that stuff, close your eyes.
And, I pulled this mess before. Yeah. Game recognized game. Yeah. Anyway.
As an artist.
As an artist, you know, because I am an artist.
As an animator.
As an animator.
Here's a computer.
Close your eyes. Used to move the mouse around.
Tell me what you're...
What do you see?
Let's move this mouse around. Oh man. But yeah, so she actually made a good decision to say, "All right, let's meet in the office. You know, this is professional." Because even if she wasn't attracted to him and having problems in her marriage, especially it's like you just crossed a line, and then she was like, you know, because I think she said something about the line that was like, you know, that made me laugh out loud. It was like I think it was right when she was getting ready. He wanted to take her home. She wanted to get home, and he was getting on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he was like, she was like, "I don't think this is appropriate." He's like, "Do you always do what's appropriate?" He's like, "I don't think it's safe. Do you always play it safe?" That was the line that he said to her.
I
She's
know,
like,
man.
"I'm catching, I'm catching an Uber or whatever." She left.
Yeah, she left.
So that was actually good. That was like, because she saw right through it.
That's what I'm saying. Like the parts of the movie I was rooting for this movie. And then when it made certain turns, I gave up on this movie. Then I enjoyed this movie. Mm-hmm. That's why I say I loved it and hated it. It's a stupid movie and a good movie at the exact same time.
So the turns made you give up on the quality of the writing.
Yes. Cause I didn't want the stereotypical her falling for him kind of thing. Cause I was like, she should know better. She really should
I was
know
hoping
better.
For that too. I was really hoping that it wouldn't go there. Like, I was like, this is where you think, like, cause like, this is what I'm thinking watching the movie. Like you said, murder mystery. Is he a killer? Did he kill his girlfriend? It's like nothing but evidence. All of like the skull fractures are in the frames and all that stuff. It's like, oh my goodness, everything's turned against you. And he doesn't have a good alibi. Doesn't have really clear, you know, "I just didn't do it," you know? And so she's trying to figure it out. And then stereotypical thing would be like, oh yeah, they fall in love. Then you find out, you know, or well, you know, they have sex or whatever. And then you find out that he's really the murderer. And now she's have attention. And she's like, oh, can I get him off? But I'm in love and all that stuff. And I was like, don't go there. But it did go there, and it didn't go to the prediction that I thought. So like, this is where it gets to the Tubi level, because they did surprise me.
Are you talking about act three?
Yeah.
Don't get to act three yet. Don't go to act three yet.
So all that's right, that's the second part is like, I was like, okay, yeah, it's kind of like, really? That's where y'all going?
Well, let me tell you what I wanted.
Okay.
Cause like, before we get to Act 3, because I can't wait to talk about Act 3, because Act 3 becomes a whole nother movie. That's why I said this is three movies. So continuing Act 2, because you see the tension between her and her husband, and things are not working out, especially when I watch this again, and with Andy, because Andy was like, the husband doesn't seem that bad. And I said, that is true. I noticed that rewatching it. Because the problem wasn't him. It was his family. It was his mother.
Yeah, because it starts off that's at the beginning. That's what the problem was. There's, at the very beginning, they're like in this, you know, what, marriage counseling. And he's,
right,
you know, they're talking back
hands,
and forth.
They was, and he seems like he's trying. Hands with his, right, he's trying. That's what bothered me about this movie. Or kind of gave it some conflict.
It seems
that's
like
this
he's
was
trying.
On its way.
You know?
But he's not trying hard enough.
Which I didn't understand. There was this other girl that I guess his mama wanted him to be with.
So basically, he grew up with this girl. This is a childhood friend. But he's, that's what, and that's what watching it again was like, oh, well, that's kind of stupid. Is he really cheating? Kind of thing. Because honestly, spoiler alert, he's not cheating. He's not a cheater.
Yeah.
He's just kind of, he holds hands with her. She holds hands with an old dude. Before they end up having sex. So like the whole thing with the counselor is like, he's holding hands. And then the mother is like inviting her to their dinner and stuff like this. Like, oh, you sit next to her and like, oh, you should have been my daughter-in-law. You know, and his mother is just a villain. She reminds me of the stepmother from Cinderella. That's his mother for real. Like straight up. And his brother is just as bad. Like they're just two evil characters. So I'm like, okay, these characters are established as evil right now in the movie, but that's the husband true. Is not. He just has a bad family. So what I thought, that's why I felt bad for the husband. That's why I said this movie, and Tyler Perry, he loves writing where he doesn't believe in marriage. He loves breaking up a marriage. He loves breaking, like if the husband's slightly off, he wants them to break up. I never seen him do a movie where the couple work it out, like they have problems and then they work it out. He doesn't believe in that. He'd just be like, nope, they break up. And I think that's, you shouldn't always write like that, but you know, that's Tyler Perry's writing. So, but I see the husband not being evil like he did with other husband characters in other movies.
Yeah.
This husband's actually trying, but he's not quite there with her. That's why she's looking at this other guy.
Yeah.
Like the part where he's having sex with her, but he finishes first, that cliche, or he's playing video games with his friend girl. And she gets all mad. How dare he play video games with her? And I'm like, that's not cheating.
Yeah.
That's still his friend. She has a childhood friend too.
Right. That is
true. The private investigator.
That is true. They do
so
have.
What's the difference?
She does have a male friend that she is not cheating on her husband with, that is cares about her, that's there for her, that does things for her. You know, they have one-on-one conversations and, you know, connect in, you know, in a very like platonic, they're very platonic, like it's like an absolutely platonic relationship throughout the whole movie. So it's right. Like it's possible that, but I think the challenge is that her mom, like the husband's mom, is very like pro other girl and anti,
right,
you know, Kelly Rowland. Is like she don't like her at all, you know, obviously.
So
it's
what, like, I wanted from the movie before we ended up in Act 3, because Act 3 throws everything out the window from what I was saying. But what I wanted back in Act 1 and crossing over to Act 2, I wanted the husband to eventually stand up for his wife and be like, look, and just go off on his mom and brother. Like, look, no, this is my wife. You don't talk to her like that. Keep my wife's name. You know, do that, you know?
Yeah. That would have been different.
Slap his brother like Chris Rock and didn't say, keep my wife's name.
Yeah, it would have been different. I would have liked that. That would have been, I'm like, okay, I see. He's stepping up.
And then she
up.
Sees that she's, yeah, falls in love with him all over again. And then she kind of gets away from, you know, from Trevante Rhodes and like, okay, you know, not sleep with him.
Right. Because
the movie goes, this movie for me goes
she
out the window.
Because it was that temptation, you know, like, is she going to be with him? Because flirtatious, he's obviously very seductive. You know, just like he's super seductive in everything that he says. And so it's just like, you know, that's his line. That is his note.
He's also a one trick pony.
Yeah. He's a one trick one note pony.
He is not very smart.
Yeah. So
he literally puts every Peyton, replaces every Peyton over with another girl. Well, now I like this girl. Now I fuck this girl.
Yeah.
Now I fuck this girl.
Yep. Same lines, same moves. I mean, I guess if it worked, you know, and it did.
Hey, right. Why not? He works out. He's a good looking guy. So yeah. it's like, hey, girls ain't going to question that.
So he's rich, you know. One thing though about this is that Tyler Perry didn't make him. We were talking about this earlier. There was like not really a lot of redeeming characters in this movie. Like we're rooting for, because it's like we kind of like you. It's from the perspective. The title is Mia Coppola. And so she's the main character is Mia, and mm-hmm. you're following her. So you're like, okay, this is the hero, this is the protagonist. And so like in those moments up until we get to the middle of Act Two, is like, oh yeah, I want to follow her. You're rooting for her, kinda. You know, making sure that she just misunderstood with her in-laws, and she's just trying to be successful in her career. It's like she's, you know, just got to do it. But the other character, like all the other characters, they're still not like redeeming in the sense that, like, you know, the family, like you said, the mother-in-law's and the brother-in-law's evil. Her best friend, is it her friend that's married to the brother-in-law? So they're like actual friends. So that.
Yeah,
is interesting. The relationship there is interesting, but then you get into the turning point in Act Two, which was like, wait a
minute. Right, when she sleeps with Trevante Rhodes.
Well, specifically, she gets a call from her investigator friend. Is like, hey, you know, and he's like, she just left Trevante.
Yeah, no. She just left his loft when his neighbor comes over, look like she's stoned out of her mind, and she literally starts giving him head.
Wow. Like
the neighbor is giving Trevante Rhodes head, so Kelly Rowland Mia leaves in the midst of that, like, disgusted. It.
No, she doesn't look disgusted.
She looks a little disgusted.
She's looking like, oh, this is very interesting. And I'm intrigued. And so she's like, I gotta leave, but maybe, you know, I don't know. It's cause she's like really hesitant on the way she's walking on the elevator.
Okay. Well, that's kind of weird. Like, ooh,
it is weird.
I wouldn't be part of that.
It is weird.
I guess it goes to, yeah.
But so it works because within 5 minutes, she gets a call. She gets a call from, you know, the private investigator friend who's done some research. And he's like, hey, you know, I found something, and I think it was something else. And then she was talking about something, and then he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Did you, like, you know,
oh, they're at the Winston. Is this about your husband?
Yeah.
They're at the Winston Hotel right now. Like, he's like, here, check your phone, check your text. It's a text of them going into their room. They're in room 715 or something
14,
like that.
714, yeah.
Yeah, 714.
And she's like, oh, no, you know, man.
So her first,
so yeah, immediately, first what does she do? Does she call her husband? Where you at? You know?
Or show up at the hotel?
Go to the hotel immediately? What's going on?
Right.
No. She goes back into the loft. Walks into
the neighbor is
on top of him.
Yes.
They are at it.
In the midst of
they
sex.
They are in the
middle of it.
Butt naked sex. And she walks up and gives him the eye, and he shoos the other girl off and says, all right. And they don't say nothing. There's no words. It's just music.
Well, they attempt, and then she stops because they do start kissing, and then they stop, and he puts her jacket on, and they ride the motorcycle. Then they go to another spot. I guess that's his
go back. I think
studio.
I think they just run around the block, so that helped
really
pull the adrenaline. Maybe he just needed a little bit of time to, you know.
Is that what happened? I was wondering what happened.
They literally just got on the motorcycle because remember the line before? Do you always play it safe? You know, I think that was the image of her no longer playing it safe. You know, now she get on the motorcycle. She's like, I'm not playing it safe no more. There's no more boundaries. Because so there's a point where asked her, he's like, why you got to have boundaries with me unless you feeling me, you know? Because she's like, I got to have boundaries. It's like, what do you need boundaries for, you know? And so then they ride the motorcycle, then they go back home and they do it. and they do it all night. And so she just like, you know.
Yeah, on the paint and stuff. Yeah. On the canvas or whatever, the sheet.
All the things. Yeah. That's.
He bathes her the next morning and they talk about going over Dominican Republic and stuff.
I was just thinking about that, like practically. You know, I'm not I don't have a sex cult or anything, and I don't know. I don't know how oil paint works, but I just felt like that was unsanitary. But you know, to each their own, I guess, you know.
I was gonna say as a painter. No.
As a painter.
I haven't painted in a while.
Oh goodness.
Well, anywho, yeah, that was kind of weird, but like, of course she finds out that her husband was all, they just went to see his mom at the hotel.
Which is weird. So like apparently the mother is dying of cancer. Okay. And she is, you know, having chemo.
She has a full, right. She's having chemotherapy.
Like, she has chemo.
They have a full head of red hair.
Well, I mean, it could be a wig, you know? And so,
okay, I'll give you that.
But yeah, she's having chemo and she's dying of cancer. And that's why they were celebrating her birthday. Cause I think that the phone call interrupted the, you know, he really cares about his mama, you know? And so he's like, and she's, you know, she's sick. And so he's got to take care of her. So apparently she wanted to get a hotel at the Westin.
To be closer.
So that she felt too sick. And so her and her friend, they all went there and they went to her office and was like, went to Mia's office, like, where were you at? We didn't, you know, where were you at all last night? And she was like, I got my own hotel room or whatever. Cause I was tired. I worked too late. And he's like, well,
right.
We was with, you know, my mom got sick and we was at the hotel. That just didn't make any sense to me. And I was like, okay.
Let's just let you know how much of a mama's boy he is.
But that was like, that was the excuse. Both of those two things were just lazy to me, honestly. It was just like, okay, that was the, like, I get trying to like paint a picture where she misinterpreted something that made her go into a space to cheat on her husband, because she felt like this was the moment where since he was cheating, let me cheat, right? So I feel like that that was the moment, but I felt like that was like, I know they're having problems, but she did not. Well, yeah, I mean, there were hints throughout the thing. So it was kind of like,
she was lusting after him.
She was lusting after him. So, yeah, I guess
that's why I said that was the moment where I turned right. That's why I said I turned off my brain, because I didn't want her to end up with him, to sleep with him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, she's too, because they established her, mainly because they established her being smart.
Right.
So I felt just as disappointed with her sleeping with him as I did in Sloppy Seconds with their girl Keisha being with Rico. Yeah. I felt the same way. It was the same type of thing for me.
Because you're like, you know, like,
why
dude,
are you with this guy? What? Why are you like?
Dude.
He showed all these red flags. What are you doing?
Right. Come on now. Just leave him alone.
Right. So I was, but that's also when I decided to turn off my brain. I was like, okay, I'm gonna enjoy this for the mess it is.
Yeah, and it just,
because I went from trying to go for this murder mystery movie to this sex thriller, and I just like, okay, well, now we're in the sex thriller. So so that's when I started enjoying this movie differently.
Did you think he was a murderer after that?
Yeah, I kind of did. I was thinking that. I was like, I was just curious what was going to happen.
Because there was a moment.
Because like, I was invested.
There was, I guess, at what point where they have a talk where she sees her face on the ceiling.
She talks to the gallery owner.
She sees her gallery. Own, but she sees her own face. Like, so what happens is she's in the they're in the bed after making.
Yeah, after they had sex.
And she
sees
her.
She looks up. She sees
her painting of her face.
Right, because he tells her, you know, he finished a painting or whatever. Right, and then when she talks, after she feels guilty and finds out that she cheated on her husband for nothing and talks to the gallery owner, and the gallery owner tells her the exact same thing that he pulled on her, she did to me, that he does to Mia. She goes to his loft and pulls all these different girls, and she's surprised that he's sleeping with all these girls. I'm like, you literally told him that he was a sex addict. Now you're surprised? You literally walked in on him having sex to have sex with him.
Yeah, he showed. Like, the thing about him is that he showed his cards, and it's like, right, what you did from day one. Got into it
from day one.
This is who I am, and because they even described. There was a scene where I don't know where they were reading from, but they were describing the sexual encounter that he had with his girlfriend, and he was just like, yeah. I just like sex.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, so like, there's a lot of interviews
because I'm not a murderer, but I like sex. That's what he said. So
because she knew, she already knew that he slept with the art gallery owner before she talked to her. Because she interviewed him about that.
Yeah, and he mentioned
because I was listening when I watched it again. I was like, so why are you acting surprised now? But it was mainly the part where she sees. The die, bitch, die, you ruined my life. If, you know, and why would he do that? Why would he write that? If he was like, that was after I saw the video. After I saw the video that's already dead, that you're on murder, that you're wanted for murder for, and you're going to write die, bitch, die? That's the dumbest thing you could do. Why would you do that?
Stupid. Like, seriously.
This guy is not smart at all. Like, that's after I saw the video. Dude, you're wanted for murder for this girl, and you're gonna write die, bitch, die when she's already dead
on a painting of her face guilty? in your loft. So yeah, that was just super stupid. But that was, I guess, that was the point for us as the viewers to like, oh yeah, well, he's obviously a murderer,
suspected, right,
like,
exactly.
If we're the jury watching this, we're like, absolutely, he's a cheater. I mean, cheater, I guess he's just a sex addict and he's a murderer. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How does she get involved into this? You know, oh man, Mia, you got to get out of this situation. So she was like, I did not recuse myself from the prosecution, like from the case and everything. And
right. She's like, I ain't going to do this. Done. But then, of course, the in-laws find out because the brother-in-law, of course he would know, you know? And of course they gang up on her and stuff, which I kind of hated that scene because I was like, oh, why did you made them good? You know, it's like they're clearly the bad guys. It's like, Mia, now you're the bad guy and to these worse people.
Well, like, oh, I hated that. Like, what's interesting is that this is where, because she goes to Dominican Republic, and
that's where act three turned. when we turn to act three into the third movie.
Because, I mean, I thought they confronted her after she got back from that.
No. They confronted her after she pulled herself off the case. And then when they confronted her, that's when she decided to go to the Dominican Republic by herself. Because her husband was upset. But
why did they know that she was with him?
With Trevante Rhodes?
Yeah, I didn't think they knew that until later. Like, they didn't confront her about it.
They kind of knew. They knew because the brother-in-law, he was like, because she, you know, she turned to the judge saying she can't be on case because
of the relationship with
the client.
And he was like, what does that mean?
Inappropriate. Right, exactly. So that's when she had to.
I did it. I had sex. That's what I remember that now.
Yeah, that part. So,
and that's when she just left because she was basically like, my marriage is over. I'm just going to spend some time for myself to get, you know, figure out. So like, yeah, that's, so the movie at this point is like, okay, well now what? We got to just resolve like who it did he kill her? Did he kill a girl or not?
He's taking
killer?
A plea bargain or something.
Yeah. He decided to take a plea deal. So it's like, okay, well he's obviously a killer then. So he's taking a plea deal because you know, a plea deal admits that you're guilty of murder. So you're just trying to get out of it without a lot of jail time or minimum jail time, so you can
right without getting a lethal injection, all that stuff. That's mainly what it is.
Yeah, I guess that's the case.
But then we watch this third movie that I was not expecting. I was expecting Act Three at all.
There was nothing in this movie that in Act Three that I expected. So, Tyler Perry, you did it. You surprised us all.
Oh my gosh, yes. So after she finds the girl who's supposed to be dead at the Dominican Republic, of all places, at the hotel she's staying at, like, how in the world
that she's staying at?
Like, what a small world.
This is the thing. So she sees, she finds out he's got a plea deal. She's walking around and dealing with life and just like, you know, whatever, I'm dealing with my life. And she sees the girl that is supposed to be dead. And as a lawyer, knowing the girl, realized, like, don't she know she was dead? Like, it was like, when somebody is all that much, you're probably like in hiding. So he's like, okay, this is a person that maybe there's something up. So she confronts her immediately. You're not dead. You're alive.
Right. And chases after her.
Like,
you should learn something from your investigator PI guy. Friend.
Yeah.
You
so she could have easily
took a picture.
Exactly. Took a picture, sent it to her. Because like if she was smart, like they made her seem like she was at the beginning of the movie.
In act one.
She would have taken a picture, but like, wait a minute, this looks like her. And then like send it to her PI friends, like, hey, do you know anything about what's going on? I'm in Dominican Republic. I'm over here. Can you research this? Can you get here?
Exactly.
Can you get here? Like to check in on this? Because this is, I think she's right here. Because even if the dude does the plea deal, in the event there's an appeal, if the person's alive, even if he admitted it, you can say, hey, like, this person alive. So it's like, now you can get him off completely. But like, she feel like an urgency. I got to do this right now before he accepts the deal. You know, I got to hurry up and do this because it's going to happen and got to do it now. And so it scares the girl off.
They should have called this movie, instead of Mia Coppola, they should have called it Mia Stupid.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, she gets her phone.
Because that was stupid. She should have did that.
But who does she call? She doesn't call her PI friend, does she?
No, she doesn't.
She calls her brother-in-law. That was even more stupid.
Of all the people. That's why I said it's so weird that she turned to a stupid person.
Why in the world would you call the brother-in-law after all of what happened? This dude never liked you ever. And in fact, he wants this guy to... So one thing to note, the brother-in-law is going to run for mayor of Chicago, I guess. And he's
So
he's like, you know, trying to build up his cases and build up his credibility as a
tough against crime.
And, you know, he's going really to crack down on the bad black men in America. You know, like,
he's an asshole.
So anyway,
he's like the worst character.
He obviously does not care about that dude that's getting in prison. Like, he has no, you know that. And so instead, he knows that you slept with him, but you cheated on his brother with him. So there would be no reason why this guy would do anything for you to help you and
especially get this guy out of jail.
So it's like, oh yeah,
that's why I was like, something's
that don't
off.
Make no
something's
sense. She called him. It's like, hey, you know, I found the girl. Like, she's alive. So you got to make sure he doesn't take the plea deal. Oh, really? Okay, come back home.
Come here. Everything's
come
okay now.
Home. Come. I'll like, take care of it. I'll take care of this. Thank you so much for being a good citizen. Have you talked to the cops? I've tried, but they're not helping. Okay, good. Come back home, and we'll take care of this. I'll send my person right there, right behind you. Just hop on the first plane immediately. And then right after you got on a plane, I'm going to send someone else to help you and help this girl to get her back so that your secret lover can be off in jail and y'all can go off to the Dominican Republic together and you divorce and leave my brother. Like, what you think was going to happen? Is that what she thought? She really thought that?
I guess so. I don't know what she was thinking.
Oh my goodness.
I have no idea. It's it's for the plot, I guess, for the plot. So obviously, in the third act, just really got me more when she gets to the house, and they're acting all suspicious, and they're handing her, and of course, the investigator friend calls her up and like, hey, look, check your email and stuff, mm-hmm. and then she finds out that the mother-in-law does not have cancer, and then she finds a picture of her sister-in-law a painting of her sister-in-law by Trevante Rhodes. And it's like, oh, which mean, because, you know, Andy was like, oh, does that mean that she slept with him? I'm like, yep, because he sleeps with, he just every time he sleeps with a woman, he paints
a picture.
Because he's
weird.
Dude don't really have game. He's just a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Like, he's a good-looking guy. He has no game at all. He just does the same thing over and over again because very stupid.
If it works. The game obviously works. So he did it.
As a player. No, anyway.
Yep. Hey, once you find the thing that works, you know,
just keep doing it
forever. Until it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's what he
did. Anywho, so suddenly they tried to kill her.
Well, yeah, it's so like the mom falls on her phone.
Oh, that part was so funny. Oh,
can you help me? Can you help me? My chemotherapy is just making me so. Can you walk
dizzy.
Me to
oh,
the thing?
Oh, like, I accidentally need your phone.
Your phone don't work no more.
Because that's how phones work.
I could just kneel on your phone, and now it's broken.
She is the lightest person
in
the
saying,
movie.
Like, your ailing,
I wouldn't be able to
older
break a phone.
Mother just knees on the phone, and it shatters into pieces. And then they're like,
I think it still could work.
Let's have some drinks. Here, have a glass of wine.
And it's all obvious. It's all. It basically spelled out the word poison in the drink.
Poison. This is poison. The cup says poison XXX on it. Have a cup. Have a cup, Coupla. Mia. And so, but she doesn't drink it.
Of course. Why and of course, they confront each other. And then they try to get her friend to stab her. Like, now stab her. Stab her. And with this dull kitchen knife.
Yeah.
And it's like she won't do it. And then it's a big fight between the family members to the point where, okay, the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law, they have kids. They show these kids in the movie. So these kids are, this is all their family. I just want to point this out real quick. Like the old lady, their mom, that's their grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Their father is the brother-in-law. Their mm-hmm. mother is the, you know, all that. I want to say this because the mother-in-law stabs and kills the daughter-in-law. Her, you know, the guy that's running for mayor, his wife.
So she stabs and kills the mother of her grandchildren.
Yes. I was like, how are you going to explain all of this to those kids?
Like, why is she
I just thought
that?
About that. I don't, because she wouldn't kill.
That's,
and of course, it's revealed that she has slept with the Trevante Rhodes. And it was like, you know, that's why they're trying to get him in jail. And
now,
stuff.
This the actress that plays that, she's from P Valley. She plays Miss Mississippi. I remember her. She's a good actress.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good, cool actress. And she was one of my favorite characters in that show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yep.
So it becomes Get Out. It becomes a thriller. They fighting on the car outside
she's gotta,
and stuff like that.
She's got to run. She's got to dodge. She, you know,
she's driving off.
Ellen, she's not cancer anymore, but she's still an old lady. She's trying to stop her with her body on top of a car. She throws her body on top of a car as if that's going to do something. I'm going to stop you.
I know.
And they're chasing
after her.
They run
to a tree.
And so, yeah. So she's driving off, and I think to a point where, no, she's walking. She ends up running away from them.
Yeah, she runs, and then she walks, and then the first car that pulls up happens to be her husband.
It's her husband. And
yeah, and he's like, what's going on? I'll call 911. I'll call 911.
Hello? 911? He says this. Hello, 911? Yes. Okay. That's the first thing he says.
Right.
And then he's in the car, and she's like, yeah, you call. She's driving. And then,
so why are you heading back?
And the phone rings. Ring, ring. Yes, 911?
My first thought. 911 calls you back?
I'm like, my thought was, why you gotta announce that it's 911 when you call it in the first place? Hello, 911? You know? Like, that was hilarious. Thank you, Tyler Perry, for writing it. That was hilarious. Oh my goodness, that was so funny. I was rolling. I'm like, oh my, I was Kelly Rowland in this one. That was funny.
And then it was revealed that the husband's in on it too with yeah. his evil
was
family.
She that was a cool little what's it called? Foreshadowing when he was always like not knowing how to use his Bluetooth on it in the car. And so
I didn't catch that
happened
before.
At the beginning. So it was like a little foreshadowing. And so when he's on the phone with 911, she pressed the little button. So the Bluetooth and it is his brother. She found out. So come bring her back.
I was like, what was he saying before? Because he was on the phone with him for a while. He's like,
Oh my goodness.
So bring her back. So I was like, did he keep repeating himself? Bring her back. Yep. Bring her back. Make sure you bring her back. Bring her back.
Oh,
that's what me and Andy were
maybe
joking
he was
about.
Like updating. It's like, yeah, mom's okay. You know.
I don't think mom's not okay. Mom is dead.
Yeah, she. mom's
dead.
They're in the car.
My wife's dead. Oh, okay.
They're like.
She unbuckles his seat.
She unbuckles. There's an 18-wheeler coming. And she unbuckles, which I noticed they showed his seatbelt earlier, which is also foreshadowing. So this is good foreshadowing, Tyler Perry. but the seatbelt unbuckle. She unbuckles the seatbelt while the 18-wheeler is coming, and then she like you know gets him right at the right space where he can get hit by the 18-wheeler, but she can survive. So. Right.
She timed it so
she did it,
right.
Angled it and timed it just enough where he gets thrown out the car and she survives being hit on the, what do you call it? Straight head on.
Yeah, head on collision.
Head on with an 18-wheeler.
Collision, yes.
And yeah.
He flies out.
He flies out and she.
And dies. There's no way he lived through that.
No way he lives on that, yeah.
And what about the poor truck driver? Minding his own business. Just because they got some family trouble.
So, but yeah, that was.
It don't matter about him.
She got out of that situation. Which I was like, so he knew, the husband knew that his mama didn't have cancer.
Yeah.
He knew that they were
faking
it.
Still paying for the bills. She said she had to pay for
that's
the,
another thing is that he
for the medical bills
didn't have a job and she was paying for everything.
Right.
And so, you know, what she was doing as a married, you know, just they're married, they're just doing their thing. That's fine. Like that's their life. But he made it look like to his family that, you know, he was okay and she was just, you know, not being just doing whatever she wanted to do. And that was like, okay. Yeah. But yeah, he was lying to her. He wasn't cheating on her, but he was lying a lot. And I'm thinking like, yeah, she's a lawyer. She's a defense attorney. But like, you might have your disagreements about faking someone, which you should never, ever, ever fake cancer. That's like a evil thing.
Well, she was evil. Mother-in-law was very evil. They established that.
I'm like... That is so evil.
They were evil characters, but Tyler Perry.
That was the
Tyler Perry writes evil characters, and he does a great job.
There was
he watches Disney movies and is like, I gotta make these
at all.
Right.
I do feel like
he makes a bad character. He makes them evil.
If I was gonna say two people that were not evil, but like more redeeming, I guess the daughter, the one that got stabbed. That was the friend of the daughter-in-law that was a friend.
Yeah.
She was the most normal out of everybody.
Yeah, she was.
And then, of course, the friend, the PI friend, he was like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was pretty... Great. Yeah, he had nothing evil about him. And he even apologized about the whole like I didn't know.
And he didn't judge her for sleeping with.
Yeah, he did. That's true. He said that. He's like, you're human. Like I understand. Like so, don't beat yourself up. Like so, he was actually,
he was the best character in the movie.
The genuine person, and he was just doing a job. And it was never anything like he ain't ever tried to you know, take advantage of her or do anything
inappropriate. Right. He was just strictly a friend.
He was.
It was the kind of friend zone type thing where it's like, he's okay with being in the friend zone.
And it's not even, it's like, that's just, like it's a platonic, and you can have that platonic friendship.
Right.
It was 100% platonic friendship, which is great. Which has made me like, did he have another family? Like, you didn't even know. And it wasn't even a big deal. Like, he could have easily been married with his own family and it was just working. Like,
they could have easily made it where he was in love with her and trying to get with her. Oh, they could have did that too. Been, they didn't. That would way too much cliche.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't do that. I'm glad they didn't do that. But so it ends, which I thought the ending was even more stupid. In a way that I don't understand. So like, okay, the dude gets off, which is understandable. And then
it's revealed that the brother-in-law was evil.
Right. He's arrested.
They arrest him.
Yeah. He lies, so he's in jail. Her husband's dead. And so Mia is like on her phone. And the dude
takes a burner phone, apparently.
Which I'm trying to figure out why. Like, that's what I don't understand. Please explain it.
Why is she dressed up in a hoodie, like dressed all black and she like shades
texts,
on.
She texts the dude, and he texts her like,
"No, she doesn't text him back. She doesn't text him back.
What does he text her?
She doesn't text him.
What does he text her?
He says thank you so much, and then he says I would love to see you again. And she just throws.
She
her
looks
phone
at
away.
The phone and she throws it in the trash and she walks off and that's the end of the movie.
Yes.
I don't understand that. Like, I don't get.
I guess she's starting a new life. That's her way of like, I don't want to be bothered with anybody now.
Which I get. I do get that she doesn't want to be with. Like, I'm glad. Like, I'm not saying the movie should have.
Yeah, I'm
ended
glad she didn't end up with him at the end too. Like,
him
like
being
that
together,
stupid.
That would have been like, and them being in the Dominican Republic, like he said, like, yeah, chill in the Dominican Republic together, have our life, you know. I'm glad it didn't end like that, which it could have.
Me too.
Easily,
that's the one thing I could say. Yeah.
He could have easily been there in a way that.
Yes. So I do applaud him for that. I'm glad he didn't put them together. I'm glad about that.
But
yes.
The burner phone didn't make any sense to me. Like, that just did not.
I have no idea why.
It did not make any sense to me.
Suddenly she's undercover. She's hiding from the police.
Now that
would have
been
guess.
Interesting. It's like, she could have been an undercover cop the whole time. Now,
I would stood up and applaud if. At the end of the movie, say we're also looking out for Mia. I forgot what her last name is in the movie, Harper or something. I think or something like that. We're also looking for potential murder of the family.
Oh yeah,
and then she's out for hiding.
Now, that would have been interesting. It's like, yeah,
I would like I would
she's
stood
a murderer.
Up and applauded. Like yes, she's framed for murdering them, and so she has to hide from the police.
Now that would have been interesting. If the brother would have been able to get away with it, and then it's like, yeah, he's now running for mayor, and then you know she basically made it frame her for murder, and she has to be out on her own. But yeah, you know,
yeah, I have no idea why she was dressed up at the end. Maybe she just didn't want to be bothered. Like, I'm just going to go away from everything. Cause she got nobody to talk to. She got no one to turn to.
Friend's dead. She got her PI
right,
friend
husband?
Though.
That's true. That's true.
Her
husband, the only friend
she got. Her husband dead. Her friend's dead. Did she get fired from her job?
I don't think so. Why would she get fired?
I mean, the dude was innocent.
Right. It's just, you know, she's the one that took herself off the case.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. Yeah. So she wouldn't be fired.
No, that's true. So
it was
just
craziness.
So she could have easily got back to work. Like, I don't understand, like, what would stop her from going back to work? Who else is she worried about? Like, who is she hiding from? The people that was after her are now either dead or in jail. Those are that family. She ain't got no kids. Now it's like, actually, she needs to take care of her niece and nephew.
Yeah, I know. They have nobody
or,
now.
I don't know, niece, like that. Yeah, her kids.
That's her niece and nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, not by blood, but they,
still,
you know,
that's Aunt May. You know, you think about it.
This is the origin of Black Spider-Man. Yeah. The whole time,
Peter Parker is not, you know, blood related to Aunt May.
I know.
So, you know, Aunt Mia. Could work. So yeah, they're, you know, Chicago side instead of New York, so there you go.
Chicago Spider-Man.
Yep,
Chicago Black Spider-Man.
So
it was two kids, so they maybe I don't know.
Yeah, twins.
Yeah, I did enjoy this movie. I put this movie up there with Acrimony and Temptation.
Well, you watched it twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have even watched Acrimony twice, or have I?
Yeah.
I think I've seen parts of it, but I love Temptation. Temptation is my favorite Tyler Perry movie of all time. Mm-hmm. Acrimony might be my second. I'm not sure, but this one's up there. I like this one more than, was it called Saving Grace?
Oh, yeah.
The other one?
I don't really remember Saving Grace that much, but that was like one that was done in like a week.
Yeah.
So
people hate on that one. Saving Grace was like, it's fun. I think Marcus liked that one a lot. But like, I love Acrimony and Temptation. And I'm like, yeah, Mia Coppola's up there.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, like it was a high, you know, good budget movie. It looked good. You know, the cinematography was actually really good. Some of the shots were really cool shots in the movie. You know, it's like, and it's high quality, you know. But it gave you three movies within 2 hours. So it was really cool.
Because there's the movie that I wanted and then there's the movie I got. And I enjoyed both. Like I said, what I wanted was for her husband. I didn't want her husband to be the bad guy. I want him to stand up.
Which we said this on the phone, but it was different. The bad guys were light-skinned. And, you know, he's not good, but he wasn't evil. But he was he was dark skinned.
He was just stupid.
Yeah.
He was just stupid.
Because he wasn't ever abusive. He wasn't abusive.
Right, right. He just went sharpest crayon.
That was a point where we forgot to mention, but the husband actually did hit her.
The husband?
Didn't he hit his wife?
No, he never hit her. Or did he? I don't think he did. Ever.
Okay.
I don't think he ever hit her. Now the brother-in-law hit his wife.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, because he was evil. He was evil.
I remember. Yeah, I remember somebody.
That's why I said the husband.
Yeah.
Started off not evil,
but he said something. I think he said that my brother said I should just put you in your place or something like that.
Right, and he said he was trying to be the nice guy. Yeah, I had to play the nice guy. That's why I said I didn't like that third act.
But the brother was abusive
with the characters. Right, but you know, if somebody else wrote this, they would definitely made it where Mia and her husband will work things out. Because like I said, I didn't think the husband was a bad person until the last act.
Yeah.
We just randomly turned to a villain out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still enjoyed it. Like I said, I like Acrimony a lot because she turned into a villain at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it was a buildup for her to turn to a villain. But still, I loved Acrimony. I came out of Acrimony. I gave two different reviews of Acrimony. I gave it like an A+ and a D.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of do the same for this movie as well. Mm-hmm. Like I give this movie both grades, like, oh, I enjoyed it so much. So I would give it a high grade. Well, yeah, for our rating system, sequel, but sequel for my personal taste of it. But as far as a movie, like the way I was rooting for it, a well-written movie would be a do-over.
Yeah.
So... Because, like I said, you could have, you know, redeemed these characters better than that.
Which,
I mean, a little crazy, but,
you know,
but Tyler Perry's always entertaining. That's
the thing. Like, I don't
look
know
forward to all his movies.
What do I expect? I don't expect a lot. Like, you know, I'm going to watch every Tyler Perry, especially new movie that I get that we get.
Yes, so I am. I don't think there's a Tyler Perry movie I missed.
You know, so like I will absolutely watch, you know, Madea or not, like I'm going to watch a Tyler Perry movie. I see his name on it. I will watch it. I think we said this before.
Me too.
And I mean, you know, I don't mind what he do for the culture. Like as far as like put people on and pay them well.
If he played this movie straight, would I liked it as much? I probably would have been disappointed. Now I think about it, because it's Tyler Perry. I'd be like, wait, why did he make this a normal movie?
So I'm saying if it wasn't a weird twisted ending the way we. So, right. Like, that's the thing. It's like the ending made me, like, appreciate the Tyler Perry-ness of the movie. Like, I was like, yeah, like, thank you for this.
He's like M. Night Shyamalan in a way, you know?
Yeah. Like, he has to have his signature on it, you know what
right.
I mean? And that's where we get the signature of Tyler Perry on it. And if you, this is the thing. Like, if you are disappointed, what were you expecting? You know, like.
Right. He's got, like, 20 movies.
Like, what were you expecting? Seriously. Like, we can hope. You know, like we said earlier, maybe we were hoping it was going to go, but we really didn't really think that it was going to Like, for real.
Right, good
like,
point.
You knew.
Good point. That's why I turned it on real quick. Exactly. I knew.
He was going to go somewhere. But I was surprised. So, like, that was like, okay, this is good. Like, thank you for surprising me. So, I'm going to say replay right. all day. Like, it's like,
oh, you know, yeah.
I will definitely watch this again. I don't want you to change nothing. You know, I don't. It's like, it is what it is. It is. I will sit through another 2 hours through this. Yeah, so replay.
Wait, all right. That's our phone conversation.
Yes, that is.
This episode's a little different.
Yeah, I might just upload it. So we can have some. Well, good night.
Good night.